Listener production.
From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics. I'm Rachel Withers, and today, cap in hand. The negotiations ahead of Friday's National Cabinet meeting are coming to a head, with the Prime Minister issuing a demand for the states to impose their own coal price caps, and the Treasurer indicating that the Commonwealth will offer them a responsible level of compensation for doing so. The support will not be a, quote, blank cheque, Jim Chalmers said, noting the tightness of the federal budget. But it nevertheless seems that the tantrums from the coal-producing states have succeeded, with the federal government to compensate them for foregoing some of their massive royalties, royalties being boosted by the cripplingly high prices driven by the war in Ukraine. This outcome is patently ludicrous. Why should states be remunerated for giving up their windfall fossil fuel gains for a policy that will benefit their constituents by lowering their energy prices? And how can leaders rail against energy companies profiteering from the war in Ukraine while their states look to do the exact same thing? It would be a shame if the federal government really has decided to cave on this. It has spent the week imploring the premiers, in particular Queensland's Anastasia Palaszczuk and New South Wales's Dominic Perrottet, to put the national interest ahead of their windfall gains. Speaking on 2GB last week, Federal Assistant Treasurer Stephen Jones urged the states to focus on the shared goal of bringing down energy prices. "This has got to be a Team Australia moment," he said. "We're asking New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, all the states to put squabbling aside and have the interests of the Australian people in mind." Unfortunately, certain premiers have been unwilling to do that, continuing to demand that they be compensated for any reduction in their royalties. For his part, South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas appears to have been yanked into line, walking back comments on nuclear power last night after being criticised by the Prime Minister. Energy companies have not earned the massive windfall profits they are currently reaping. As the New South Wales Treasurer himself keeps pointing out, the war in Ukraine is the main reason for the high prices squeezing consumers, and therefore the main reason for the profits. By the same token, state governments have not earned these massive windfall royalties. What's worse, these royalties are coming off the back of prices that are hurting their constituents. Admittedly, the states aren't trying to hang on to these royalties as profits. Queensland argues that it wants to put its multi-billion dollar royalties towards rebates for consumers in the state, though as the AFR points out, only a small portion of their dividends are actually going towards the rebates. But it's an argument that is, quote, weak and almost immoral, according to Grattan Institute Energy Program Director Tony Wood. As he told the Nine Papers, this is a windfall gain caused by the terrible pain that has been imposed in Ukraine. For them to suggest you're taking away my fair return is absolute rubbish. Only a small amount of coal exposed to the spot market would be affected by the price cap, not their entire industries, he told the New Daily, making the tenor of this debate seem rather ridiculous. This entire exercise has been extremely dispiriting, a reminder of just how hard it is to take away any kind of fossil fuel windfall, whether profit or royalty, from a multinational or a government. New South Wales and Queensland have sounded not unlike the energy companies, something cartoonist Kathy Wilcox nails in today's cartoon. "Wah, but our massive royalties," the cartoon premiers cry, next to a sobbing industry figure lamenting his lost super profits. The premiers are only being parochial, trying to get the best deal for their states, no matter how irrational their arguments may be. But Federal Labor's backdown is deeply disappointing. The Albanese government has been unwilling to implement a windfall tax, which is an obvious solution backed by experts and the public, for fear of upsetting the fossil fuel companies. Now, it seems, it can't even stand up to the fossil fuel states, as they demand taxpayer reimbursement for a policy from which all Australians stand to benefit. Moving on to our good opinion of the day, Minister for Women Katie Gallagher says the government has a duty to look at how the justice system handles sexual assault claims and reform where we can. As she told RN Breakfast, "We do have a duty to look at our systems, to make sure we are doing whatever we can to ensure that women, and it is predominantly women, feel comfortable and supported to report any act of violence against them." Gallagher added that reform is on the agenda at an upcoming meeting of women's ministers. And in today's Bad Opinion, lawyers for Scott Morrison say his reputation is at risk, as they argue he should be allowed to refer to cabinet documents when giving evidence to the Robodebt Royal Commission. As one lawyer told the commissioner, his reputation is on the line and he is entitled to answer the notice in a complete fashion. At this stage, it's hard to imagine how the former Prime Minister's reputation could get any worse. Talking numbers, and GDP grew by 0.6% in the September quarter, down from 0.9% in the previous quarter, with growth expected to come to a standstill next year. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said the figures are a, quote, really solid outcome in the circumstances. And in today's policy, Australia and the United States will integrate Japan into their defence exercises in a bid to counter Chinese aggression, while the US will increase rotations of troops and military equipment in Australia, following a meeting of AUSMIN in Washington. In today's episode of 7am, Australia is one of the world's biggest exporters of fossil fuels, and there's no plan from the government to reduce that. But could that change? And will Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek begin to consider the resulting emissions and the damage they cause to our climate when new projects are approved? Today, contributor to the Saturday paper, Tom Morton, on whether Australia is ready to take responsibility for the coal and gas we sell. Listen to 7am now on the Listener app. And that is The Politics for Wednesday, December 7. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop. And head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. I'm Rachel Withers, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.